Who wants to meet the Easter Bunny?
You can't kill the Easter Bunny.
9, 6, 7. Where's Lance? Is he okay?
I was hoping you could tell me. Better run, you're gonna hop, hop, hop. Turn Easter time.
Comfy shoes. All you gotta do is follow the clues. This here is supernatural.
The great horned rabbit.
Them jackalopes is a shapeshifter. Human one moment.
Bunny deer the next.
Bingo, gringo. Soon every rabbit within 20 miles gonna be at his beck and call.
Jackalope! What happened?
Bunny!
Jackalope is
negative.
Monster's a monster, and I'm gonna kill it.
This is fun. So hop to the left. Now hop to the right. Everybody shake your little cottontails on the floor tonight. Everybody!
Is that a grenade?
Guns don't kill people.
I do.
I love an Easter egg hunt.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Ricciani. We have right here via Zoom a very special guest. She is an actress, a filmmaker. She has a brand new film by the name of Easter, Bloody Easter, available now on Apple TV, YouTube, Google Play. The list goes on and on. Prime Video. It is already an award-winning film as well. We are happy to be joined by the lead actress and filmmaker of Easter, Bloody Easter, Diane Foster. Diane, thank you so much for the time. How's everything going?
Everything is wonderful, and thank you so much for having me today. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you on, and hey, let's get started. We just checked out highlights of the trailer for Easter, Bloody Easter, which people could check out now, video on demand on all major platforms. It is a wacky film, scary, funny. How did you come up with the concept for this?
Well, thank you so much. I love hearing that. You know, this entire project actually started as a play originally. Alison LaBelle, who wrote the film, and Kelly Grant, who plays Carol in the film, who's my bestie, we're very good friends. And we went to acting school together. So this started as a play. We were doing a play together. And we were doing it in Los Angeles. We were taking it to San Francisco, and then the pandemic hit. So we were like, well, we can't do live theater anymore. And because I've been producing for a long time with film, I said, you know, I think it would be great if we turned this into a film. Now, at the time, it didn't have anything to do with Easter. It was just about three women who lived in Texas and sort of everything that they were going through. And Allison is really the one that took it and turned all the characters and made everything at Easter, gave us a giant jackalope and demon bunnies. So I give the credit to her on that.
That's awesome. And in terms of the jackalope costume, who designed that? Who came up with that whole concept?
Yeah, so I worked with Alexandra Bayless, Ashley Stansberry, Lydia Morales, and Nick Reisinger. They are all the creators of the actual suit itself. I talked to them extensively about what I wanted it to look like, and I thought it would be great if it was a hilarious giant deer bunny. I'm like, we have to really sink into this movie knows what it is from the very get-go. And it's really not trying to be anything other than what it is. So I wanted it to be memorable. I wanted it to be funny, but also kind of weirdly scary at the same time. So they really got together and came up with this idea. We looked at tons of images of creepy rabbits and creepy deers and creepy jackalopes. And we really just went from there and created this guy. And it was awesome to do. It really is exactly what I had imagined in my head it could be. So,
of course, the most important question is, did you actually try on the jackalope suit?
I have never tried on the suit myself. I have actually put the head on, and it's very heavy. Because when you're in the suit, you know, the guy that we had play at Jamie Klein, he was the physical aspect of the jackalope. And then Miles Cooper was the voice of it. And Jamie himself is very tall. So he was almost, 7 feet, 2 inches, something like that, over 7 foot tall when he actually had the full suit on, because the head itself gives him another foot. So it's pretty heavy. It's pretty wild. And we really needed somebody who could bring that physicality to it. He hops, he jumps, he runs around. So we needed somebody who was a character actor and a creature actor who could put that on and run around in a Los Angeles heat.
Bless him. He did a fantastic job there. Fantastic job all around. Now, you mentioned that you've been a producer for a long time. Of course, you've also been a successful actor for a very long time. But I believe this is your first film that you've actually directed. So how is that different from your experience in the past in the film industry? And was there anything you learned about yourself in the making of this film?
Yeah, it was definitely time for me to step into the director role. I've been producing a long time, and I've learned a lot just from watching directors and working with them over the years. And I think coming also from, you know, the theatrical world, I really grew up essentially doing theater most of my life. And I feel like it was just time for me to step into that role, and I really was ready for it. It was such an incredible experience. I think my personality lends itself to wanting to direct and act and produce, which sounds crazy to most people because it really is a lot of work, but I really enjoyed it. It's something that one of the things that I love so much about creating and creating with a group of other collaborators is that everybody is bringing their A game and their energy and their passion to it, and trying to figure out sort of how we get the best of everyone and move that around in situations, I feel is something that I'm really, really good at. So I think the biggest thing that I learned is that, number one, you know, preparation is everything. I really prepared for this film. I spent 6 months in pre-production. We shot listed every single frame that you see. Obviously, of course, there was a lot of magic that happened on screen, but I rehearsed all the actors. I think my time in theater really prepared me to know that you really have to be very prepared going into a film. And really what that allowed us to do was to be able to play when we got on set. The more prepared we were able to then have fun and really enjoy ourselves through the process. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing, is knowing that preparation is everything. And then also that really trusting in myself and believing that my instincts were right and that I could really lean on the people that I put in these leadership positions to help me create this entire film.
That was validated with the Reframe stamp from Women in Film, which is a great honor for a diverse female-led cast and everything. So how does it feel to not only receive that honor, but also to be recognized for not just talking about diversity, but actually being about it?
Thank you so much. Yeah, it really is a dream come true. It's something that I have been passionate about since I started Wally Bird Productions in 2018. We are all about putting, you know, inclusion and diversity in front and behind the camera. And I love what you say about, you know, putting it into action, because I think that's the thing. A lot of people can talk about it, but let's be about it and let's put it into action. So we love doing that, and receiving the stamp from, you know, Women in Film, and which is also a stamp from IMDb and the Sundance Institute. I mean, it's just tremendous. We had a 95% female film, and, you know, this is, it's very unheard of nowadays. You know, you just, we're pushing for that, but it doesn't always happen. And we really wanted to make sure that this was a film that not only, you know, it is told from a female perspective. So we felt like putting women in leadership positions was really, really important. So just to be recognized for it is really a dream come true. And I just want to keep pushing the needle forward and get more females in these positions, get more diversity, so that it, you know, the film sets that we're on and the stories that we're telling look like the world we live in. And that's really the most important thing to me, truly.
For sure. It's great to hear. You're definitely paying it forward there. But as is the case with a lot of independent films, right, there is the other aspect, the business side, the distribution. So you did fantastic work in terms of behind the scenes and on camera with diverse cast and the content. But then comes actually getting the film out there. So how is the distribution process for independent films, particularly for like a nearly all female-led film like this one right here, compared to when you first broke into the industry?
Yeah, you know, distribution has changed a lot over the years, you know, with the advent of streaming, you know, people not really going to the movie theater anymore, unless it's like a huge, big popcorn box office hit with Tom Cruise attached. You know, we're a little independent film. So it was very important for me from the beginning. I knew that doing an Easter holiday film, that there really wasn't anything else in that lane. And really, that was part of the idea for the marketing and the sellability of the film. And I think that's really important for filmmakers to understand that who is your audience? Because at the end of this, when everything is done and everyone goes back home and you've had a great time and you've created this family on set, what's going to happen with the film? And, you know, you have to think about the business aspect of it. So really, it was important to find, number one, a distributor who really got the film. And, you know, this is not your typical horror fare. This is a comedy first, I feel, and then horror secondary. And it was important that we got a distributor on board who knew that and who was going to be able to get it on all the platforms so that audiences around the world could see. So I really worked for a long time just talking to distributors and really just seeing what made sense. You know, does this film make sense with you? Not only just like, yay, excited that you're going to put it out, but will you actually champion it? Will you stand behind it? Will you be somebody who is going to get it out from, you know, to a wide audience, to, you know, worldwide, everywhere? So it's a very interesting process. And I will say for filmmakers, I think knowing before you go into it that there is a whole side of distribution, you know, that you're going to have to do, and that actually does cost money for the filmmaker to put your film out. There are costs associated with that. So I think be mindful of that when you are putting a budget together, that, you know, you want to have funds for your marketing and your press and, you know, just the distribution costs alone between insurance and clearance reports and all this stuff. So I definitely want to I want to help filmmakers actually from this point forward with the distribution aspect of it, because I think it's so daunting and people just go like, well, what the heck now do I do? And I really do want to help champion filmmakers to say, like, you can do this and you can put it out. And it's really just through experience and learning how to do it step by step, truly.
That's awesome to hear. Love that you're doing that. And is there anywhere where fans can check you out, or potential or prospective filmmakers that can, who can reach out to you and say, hey, Dan, we need help?
Yeah, please do. I'm all over social media. I post all the time. I answer all my direct messages. And if you comment, you know, I will definitely get back to you. You can follow me on Instagram at Diane Foster Official. You can follow the company at Wally Bird Productions. You can also check out Diane Foster Official on Facebook. We have a Wally Bird YouTube page at Wally Bird Productions. And then you can just check us out on our website, which is wallybirdproductions.com.
Well, before we get to our next set of questions, again, I just want to mention Easter Bunny Easter, available now on Apple TV, YouTube, Google Play, Prime Video, pretty much every major video on demand platform. So super accessible. But Dan, before we let you go, we always like to ask our guests some kind of random and rapid fire questions just to get to know them better. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right.
I think.
All time favorite actor, male, female, whatever gender, anybody in particular that stands out to you either on the screen or on stage?
Ooh, Viola Davis.
Great choice. I love The Woman Kings. I feel like it was such an underrated film.
Such a great film. Man, she's such a badass. I love her.
For sure. All-time favorite filmmaker.
Oh, gosh. All-time favorite filmmaker. I'm trying to go before the buzzer gets me. oh, geez, Louise.
You throw out a couple.
Quentin Tarantino, definitely. I would say Catherine Bigelow, Ava DuVernay. There's quite a few.
All-time favorite film. Or you know, if you can't narrow down to one, is there a film that maybe inspired you to get into the industry?
Ooh, yeah. I have a few, actually, that I would love to share. Number one, Dirty Dancing, which I know sounds like, wait, what? but Dirty Dancing was a type of film that I felt really allowed you to just kind of go away for an hour and a half and just be entertained. And that was what was so amazing about that film. And I was very young watching that, and I just loved it. And with the dancing and the music, and who could not love Patrick Swayze? So come on. and then I would say I really love like old school slasher films. I love Nightmare on Elm Street. For some reason, those particular movies really, I think, informed a very young Diane of like, oh, I didn't realize this kind of thing was possible. And I think the element of fear really was something that I enjoyed and was like, oh, I really want to kind of check this out a little bit more. I want to, you know, dissect this a little bit. So those kind of films, the slasher films of the 80s and stuff, I really, really love. And then I also am a huge musical theater nerd. I watched all the Gene Kelly movies. I just love musical theater so much. And I think I grew up in New Jersey. So for me, going into New York City and seeing theater all the time was such a huge deal. So, you know, I used to watch that stuff with my dad, and my parents are older. So, you know, we watched Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy movies. And I was always the kid who was like coming in and being like, I just watched this great John Wayne movie. And everyone was like, what? You're a kid. But I just love old movies so, so much. Still to this day, Turner Classic Movies is like my favorite. I think, you know, nobody does it like that anymore. So those are my favorites.
Great answer. I love that you mentioned New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, from Bergen and Monmouth County. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite spot in New Jersey?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, first of all, I love New Jersey so much. And New Jersey gets so much flack all the time because of the Jersey Shore. And I'm like, it's not like that. I actually love the Jersey Shore, but not the show. I think what I love most about New Jersey is that you can be in the mountains, you can be at the beach, or you can be in the city all within the same exact day. And that is just so amazing to me. My favorite sub shop ever is M&H Deli in Union, New Jersey. There's no place like subs. I don't care where you're from. New Jersey has the best subs, and we have the best pizza. New York, come at me. We have the best pizza. My favorite pizzeria ever is Sun Tavern. And there's only one of them left in Roselle Park, New Jersey.
Oh, man, you mentioned pizza. I agree with you on pizza, but also bagels. So I understand you live in L.A., so how hard is it, no offense to your fellow Los Angelinos, but how hard is it to get a good bagel and a good pizza in L.A.?
It's the worst, okay? It's absolutely the worst. And I always tell people, like, you have no idea. And they're like, it can't be that bad. But it really is. I will say, though, that recently an amazing pizzeria opened up in Glendale called Ozzy's Pizza, and they're my dear friends, so I want to shout them out. Chris at Ozzy's, Craig at Ozzy's, Milton at Ozzy's. They just got a great review from Dave Portnoy with Barstool Sports. They said it's the best pizza in LA, so I highly recommend going there because they have pizza from New Haven, Connecticut, so it's definitely more East Coast, and you know, I think you'll enjoy it. It brings back the childhood memories.
All right, one more Jersey question before we lose all our viewers and listeners. Taylor ham or pork roll?
Oh, Taylor ham all the way, baby. All the way.
And if you don't understand that question, kids, just Google it. It'll take too long. It's fine.
We're in New Jersey.
There you go. Most awkward moment in filming Easter Bloody Easter?
Ooh, most awkward moment. Okay. Well, basically, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but there is a moment in the finale of the film where something really crazy happens and gets cut off. And when we were filming it, it was like a rock show. Everybody was watching me from the cast and the crew do this crazy moment where I get really, really bloody. And we only had one take to do this because once I got bloody, it's over. So I started to do it and the special effects team was like, no, it's not ready. We're not ready. The blood is not coming out. It's not coming out. And we almost had it be really, really bad and just have everything fall apart in that moment and have our day completely ruined. If I was not being totally open with ears, it would have been extremely awkward and everyone would have hated me. So thank goodness we got through it. Our second take of it, we got it. And that's the one that's in the movie.
There you go. Most importantly, you got the shot.
That's right. That's right.
Were there times where you burst out laughing in the making of the film? Because just watching it, I was just laughing like over and over again.
All the time. All of us were. And, you know, the entire cast was just like, we couldn't keep it together sometimes. And the really fun stuff is a lot of times some of the stuff that we were saying in the dialogue was improvised, actually. Like, for instance, one of the parts when Sam, the town conspiracist, he is conspiracy theorist. He is at this moment and he says the name of a town and it's wrong. And actually that happened during rehearsal. That was not written in the script. And it was so dang funny. We were like, we have got to keep this in. So there were just so many moments that would happen like that. We just we really enjoyed making it. I mean, how can you not? We have demon bunnies. We're running around from away from a giant jackalope. Like, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, you just have to go at the end of the day. We are so lucky to be making movies and taking people away for an hour and a half. And I think that's the fun thing about being an entertainer is it's like, you really have to be grateful for what you get to do. And we really were every single day on set.
As a filmmaker, are you more word perfect? Or are you more of, if the person gets the vibe of the character and then you get a happy accent like that, let's roll with it?
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a roll with it type of director. I think I always want to make sure that the actor is giving the dialogue so that we do have that, whether it's for exposition or there's things that we absolutely do need. So I always like to get that first. Or sometimes backward, which is, okay, you roll with it, but then we've got to get this line so that we absolutely have that, so that I know when I'm going into the edit, okay, I at least have this if I need it. But I always love to allow the actors to have the space to create and play. I mean, that's really part of it. And I think that's the best part of, you know, being, you know, an actor is that you get to explore someone. And really with the actors, we talked about at length, what did they feel this person should bring? How did they feel about it? And that empowers you as an actor. And I love working with directors who want me to do that as an actor. So I feel like I try to pay that forward when I'm working as a director with the actors as well.
What's the best piece of advice you get for success?
Absolutely believe in yourself wholeheartedly. And I know that sounds cliche and everyone's just like, oh, just believe in yourself. But really, at the end of the day, this business is really hard. You're going to hear no a lot. You're going to hear, it's just not right. We're not into it. And sometimes you won't even hear anything. No one will even respond to you. And that can get really lonely and that can get really disheartening. And if you really believe in yourself and you just know, I know this is what I'm passionate about, what I'm meant to do. If you keep going, eventually it will work out. It's that old adage of like, if you just keep doing it, eventually they're going to say like, okay, we get it. You're here. Let's go. And that's the truth. So really believe in yourself. Do not listen to anyone who says to you, you can't, you're not good enough. It doesn't matter who they are, your loved ones, your parents, agents, managers, the stranger at the post office. It doesn't matter. Don't listen to anyone. Listen to your heart and really believe in yourself wholeheartedly. Forever and ever, and you will do it. I promise you.
We'll get you out on another high note. Why should people watch Easter Bloody Easter?
I think people should watch it because number one, it is a film that is we don't often see in the holiday, you know, horror genre. There isn't any other Easter films that are relatively well known. You have a few like from the 1970s, Night of the Lepus, things like that, but nothing fresh and current, and definitely not anything that is the comedy horror. Because we really go into the comedy in this. This film knows what it is, and we made it because we wanted to entertain people. And I think at the end of the day, that's what our job is as entertainers, is to let you have a great time. Life is hard sometimes. Life is hard mostly all the time. And we just want to entertain you. We want you to have a good time. And this was made by a large group of people that really love what they do and all very wonderful people. So I hope that you'll support us. We're fully independent and we just gave our blood, sweat, and tears for this all the way. So I think that you should watch it because you're going to have a great time. And I hope that when you do, you will reach out to me on social media and say, I had a great time. And this is also a film that you can watch with your family. You can watch it with everyone. This is not, you know, not age appropriate. Like, everyone will love this film. And I've gotten that a lot from people of like, I've watched this with my entire family and it was great. Also, you can sing along and you can dance along.
Awesome. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, definitely some unexpected singing and dancing along the way, you know, I'll have to practice that dance.
That's right.
Bonus question. Bonus question. Is there anything you wish I asked you in this interview?
Oh, wow. I think you did a great job, by the way, with all the questions.
Thank you.
I think that you could ask me what it's like to just, you know, make movies in general.
Diane, what's it like to make movies in general?
It's a lot of work. And I think anybody out there who wants to be a filmmaker, I want to say this to you, is that it is a lot of work, but if you believe in it and you want to do it, get a group of people together and make it happen. You don't need a gazillion dollars to do it. And you can figure out how to do creative solutions around it. And, you know, it might not be your magnum opus film, but just start making films. Just start doing it. Even on your iPhone. I mean, really nowadays, there's no excuse, essentially. Like, we do have the tools. So it's not an easy job. It's not an easy career because you got to constantly try and figure out how you're going to do your next project and who's going to be a part of it. But it is probably the most rewarding thing ever, watching a group of people every single day, you know, come on set and at the end just feel so great that they've created something that will live forever because film is forever.
Great stuff. Well, before we let you go, where can we find you online and where can we find you next? Any upcoming events, red carpets?
Yeah. So definitely please check me out on social media. I am on Instagram and Facebook mainly. I'm at Diane Foster Official on Instagram and Facebook. You can also check out my production company at Wally Bird Productions on Instagram and YouTube, and then also wallybirdproductions.com. And then we have a lot going on at Wally Bird Productions. We are in development on a movie musical. We are in development on a female comedy called Got Daddy Issues, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're right now trying to figure out what we're going to do with Easter Bloody Easter in terms of summertime. We've gotten some reviewers to say this would be a great drive-in movie to go see, and I totally agree with them. So we're, you know, trying to work with some drive-ins to see if we can get it into drive-ins all across the country. I want to be able to, you know, have people see it everywhere. And then I have a feeling that around Halloween again, we're going to kind of have another surge because it is a horror comedy. A lot of conventions and things like that I'm going to try and get to because I really want to meet people who love this type of film. It's one of my favorite things is going to horror conventions and meeting people. And just film conventions in general. So if anybody out there knows or wants to, you know, bring me along, just let me know, reach out, and I will come to your city.
Great. Well, Diane, thank you so much for your time. Again, fans can check out Easter Bloody Easter, available now on all major platforms, including Apple TV and Prime Video.
Who wants to meet the Easter Bunny?
You can't kill the Easter Bunny.
9, 6.
Where's Lance? Is he okay?
I was hoping you could tell me.
Better run, you're gonna hop, hop, hop.